And finally, Big Party in Vegas. Add Latin flavor. Stir. That's what's happening tonight at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas is definitely not staying in Vegas. It's the 11th annual Latin Grammy Awards. They will be seen live around North America on Univision Network stations. It will also stream live around the world for anybody with internet access. And in a couple of weeks, the program will air on the CBS network. We decided to look ahead to this celebration of new and old school artists and the awards offered by the Latin Recording Academy. So we have invited two of NPR's experts to wander down the hall. They are Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst. They are the co-hosts of Alt Latino, that is NPR Music's program and podcast dedicated to Latin alternative music and rock. Thank you both for walking down the hall.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Felix, let's get started. One of the premier categories during any music awards is Best New Artist. So who are some of the newer talents that are likely to rock the mic tonight?
The list is interesting because there's a lot of different styles. There's rock, there's some traditional stuff, there's things that you would expect. But the one we're excited about is a guy named Alex Cuba. He's an interesting guy. He looks like a really young Sly Stone, big afro, nice sideburns. I mean, he really strikingly looks like Sly from when I remember him when I was a kid. But he's got an interesting mix. It's acoustic guitar-driven style of music. And he's got a wonderful voice, and he's got this really engaging personality that it shows that not only is he good now, but he lives up to the idea of a best new artist because he has incredible potential, and we're really excited about him.
I think we have a cut to play. I think it's the song is Caballo. Is that it?
Come on.
All right, let's play it.
Montate mi caballo, que marcha paso lento, cuando de frente el viento te tira de la cara y el temor del mañana se esfuma en un momento dejándote por cierto la luz de la esperanza. Montate en mi caballo que no pide dinero. Montate en mi caballo.
So to be eligible for the Latin Grammys, Felix, just to clarify, do you have to sing in Spanish?
You have to sing in Spanish or Portuguese.
Or Portuguese.
Okay, yeah,
everything?
There's a whole section of Brazilian music. And that's if you're doing vocals, because there's also instrumental stuff. There's, you know, classical music
if
and all that.
If you throw in an English word or two, like hot dog, are you disqualified?
No.
No, there's actually a band called Hot Dog.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's been nominated.
Okay, Jasmine, what are they nominated for?
Best pop album, actually.
No kidding. Well, what about album of the year, Jasmine? That's something that a lot of people are excited about, too.
Well, yeah, Michelle, actually, album of the year is one of the categories that, you know, it has a lot of the usual suspects in there. And two heavy hitters this year are Alejandro Sanz from Spain for his album Paraíso Express, and Juan Luis Guerra he's from the Dominican Republic, from his album A Son de Guerra. And my bets and my hopes, I guess, are that Juan Luis Guerra will win.
Because?
He's just almost a legendary singer right now. He used to study poetry and literature in the Dominican Republic, and then he went into music. He has a beautiful voice, a wonderful storytelling ability, and just really infectious music, always with a little bit of a political message.
Okay, you've got a cut for us to hear. What is it?
This is La Guagua, which means the bus.
Tú me prometiste una guaracha para yo animar mi fiesta. Y me prometiste una maraca. Oye, de un igual mi fruta seca, vaya un cabello.
So Jasmine, just give us a little translation.
Well, believe it or not, this is actually a song that is very festive, very danceable, but it has a political message in it. It's talking about La guagua va en reversa, which means the bus is going backwards. And it's kind of talking about society and government.
Yeah, I think we get it. Yeah, I think we get it.
You know,
a lot of people would be playing that here.
Yeah, definitely.
What about Latin Recording Academy Person of the Year? Do they have room for all that on the plaque? What is up with that?
You know, it's something like the Grammys do also. It's like the person of the year. And it's usually a high-profile person. I think Ricky Martin has done it in the past, has received it in the past, Shakira, Carlos Santana. This year it's Plácido Domingo. And the award is for people who do stuff off the stage. You know, they contribute to charitable causes. They do a lot of work behind the scenes. And Plácido is one of these guys who if I can say it just in a first name, but he is really one of these kind of guys who's just been doing this for a long time. Of course, he's an opera singer from Spain, respected around the world for his musical abilities, but he gives a lot back to communities all over the world, especially young people. I've taken my kids to an opera workshop at the Kennedy Center here where he's been on the stage talking about the opera. So he's very, very involved and committed to spreading
the word. He's the artistic director of the Washington National Opera.
Correct.
As well as all these other commitments. I've always wondered when the man sleeps.
I really
don't understand how he lives because he packs 48 hours into every day.
It's amazing. I want that secret. And he's being recognized for that, and he's really loved all over Latin America.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with NPR's Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst. We're talking about the Latin Grammy Awards, which are tonight in Las Vegas. They are the co-host of Alt Latino. It's a podcast and program from NPR Music where they explore alternative music and rock. And let's see, what about best alternative music song? Since you are alt Latino, what about the alternative music, Jasmine?
You know, I think this is a really interesting category to look at because it has a lot of pioneers, new musicians, people trying different things. For best alternative album, I suspect Eli Guerra from Mexico might get that title, but I think the more interesting category this year is best alternative song. There's a lot of great songs in there. And, you know, one band that I suspect might win is Chocquib Town for the song De Donde Vengo Yo, which means from where I come from. And they come from Colombia, from a region known as Chocó. De donde vengo yo, la cosa no es fácil, pero siempre igual sobrevivimos. Vengo yo, de tanto luchar, siempre con la nuestra no salimos. Vengo yo, y aquí se habla mal, pero todo está mucho mejor. Vengo yo, tenemos la lluvia, el frío y el calor. De la zona de los rapis, mami, papi, tenemos problemas, pero andamos happy en comparsa. También bailamos salsa y bajamos el río en balsa, el calor se siente. I'm sorry, did anybody want to continue this interview? I was just kind of enjoying myself here, getting ready for the weekend.
It's interesting because one of the things that they do also is they're really into the Afro-Colombian part of Colombian mm-hmm. culture. And that's one of the things that they're really working on and pushing in their music. And I think the Latin alternative category is probably the most interesting because that's where rock and hip-hop and acoustic music and ambient and everything sort of gets all mixed in and mashed up. And I think that's one of the more interesting, if not the more interesting category of the whole thing.
And the rock scene, who's nominated for Best Rock Solo Vocal Album of the Year, Jasmine? That's something that a lot of people are excited about, too.
Actually, it's really interesting this year. It's pretty dramatic. Who I suspect will win is, for Best Rock Song, we have Argentine Gustavo Cerati for the song Deja Vu. And he is also nominated for his album, Fuerza Natural.
Let's play a little bit of it so we can hear.
It's an interesting story because earlier this year he was touring. First of all, this guy is like a big name. He's iconic. He's almost like the Sting of Latin rock. He's a pioneer. He's done excellent work with his former band, Soda Stereo, and as a soloist. Earlier this year he was touring in Venezuela. He had an aneurysm and he fell into a coma. And he's been in a coma ever since. And there's pretty much, they're not giving any hope that he's going to wake up from the coma.
That's a terrible story.
I know. And I think,
I mean, that's really sad.
It's extremely sad. And I feel like he's going to win.
For reasons of sympathy, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very sad.
It's quite a story.
I wasn't prepared for that. There are a couple of names that we've mentioned here, Daddy Yankee, Ricky Martin, that if you don't speak Spanish or Portuguese mm-hmm. and follow, you know, Latin music, that people would know.
Right.
So are there other artists there who are not perhaps as well known yet to people who are non-Spanish speakers who you think will be in the coming year? So we can say you heard it here first.
Alex Cuba.
Yeah, I think Alex Cuba is bound to make a big strike. And he's got that kind of, he's got it. Whatever that it is, he's got it, and that's what's going to push him over the top.
All right. NPR's Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst are the co-hosts of Alt Latino. That is a program by NPR Music. It's dedicated to Latin alternative music and rock that is presented in Spanish and Portuguese. And they joined us from our studios in Washington. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Also tonight, you can follow Jasmine and Felix as they tweet live during the award show at Alt Latino. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Brecton Booker, Bridget Deshagas, Grant Clark, Lee Hill, Arjun Hutchins, Zishan Jawani, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, and Amy Ta. And we had a hand today from Vince Pearson. Our editors are Kyle McKinnon and Lori Grant. Our director is Monica Evstatieva. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She had a big hand this week from Neil Tivolt. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The senior supervising editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. And remember, to tell us more, you can always go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can also friend me on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.